since we're feeding the animals, started off seven times a day, that takes a lot of manpower to do. And in fact, we've had a number of volunteers assist on that. We've had five or six main people do the feeding, and the animals, of course, are associate with them well.
That was Dr. Bob White of the Institute of Arctic Biology at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. And I'm Stephen Lea of the UAF Public Affairs Office with this week's edition of University Focus. Dr. White is very involved in the university's muskox research project. The university has been studying muskox for several years, both in the field and in Fairbanks. Currently, the bulk of the work is taking place at the UAF's muskox farm.
We have two main studies going on there, the most important of which is to raise young muskox calves under bottle rearing conditions so that they're imprinted on us, and we'll then end up with animals that are highly tractable, that we can lead into metabolism chambers, that kind of thing. These animals at the moment are about 6 weeks old. They're growing well. They're certainly imprinting on us and easy to handle. At the same time, we're doing not just raising the animals, but we're actually doing experiments working out the efficiencies, growth efficiencies, and the efficiency of conversion of foods to body solids in the animals.
Raising the calves is both a study in itself and a commitment to future muskox research. The university muskox, which were captured in the wild, have not really adapted to man. The adult animals in the herd are difficult to handle, which makes certain types of research all but impossible, since the animals find their encounters with man to be very stressful. By raising the calves to be accustomed to the presence of people, the researchers will have calm, tractable animals to work with in the future. The calves were taken from their mothers to be completely raised by humans when the animals were 4 days old, and the calves are doing very well. They have gained weight and are readily adapting to their two-legged substitute parents. White is pleased with the animal's response and the success of raising them by humans. He has never raised a muskox before.
This is the first time we've raised muskox. I gather that there's been one raised on the bottle in Norway, and I understand there's some have been raised in the previous project that was here as well. But we could find no documentation in the literature of raising muskox on the bottle. It's turned out, after we got the milk composition right, that it's been a fairly easy process. For instance, we're down to only four feedings a day now rather than six, and the animals easily come over to the bottle to feed, and they're completely imprinted on us like a small dairy calf.
The four calves are kept separated from the main herd. They, and perhaps future bottle-raised muskox, will form the basis for a special research herd of tractable animals. All the university's muskox are kept on the farm on Yankovich Road. In the past, viewing them has been a popular attraction for summer visitors. This should be true again this summer.
The animals at the muskox farm are viewable from the road. Now, that's the adults. For anyone who goes up there and can't see them, I say have a little perseverance and then walk along the fence to the west side of the farm and look into the trees, and you'll probably find them resting there. However, the young muskox that we're raising for research aren't viewable. They're in the pens next to the barn that can be seen from the road there, but they're too small to see at the moment.
Dr. Bob White is a professor with the University of Alaska Fairbanks Institute of Arctic Biology. Next week is pre-registration for the second session of summer school. More than 30 classes and workshops are being offered. To pre-register or for additional information, go to the School of Education on the 7th floor of the Greening Building. Registrations are also being accepted for the Jazz to Classics Festival, 81 Fairbanks. The festival is jointly sponsored by the UAF Music Department and Joe Scott's Center for Cultural Developments Incorporated. Information can be obtained from Joe Scott. Registration is limited to 200 participants, so early registration is encouraged. I'm Stephen Lay, and this has been University Focus from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, where education and research face tomorrow, today.
University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office at KUAC-FM.